Welcome to The Startup Show. I'm your host, John Biggs. In every episode of The Startup Show, we talk to an amazing entrepreneur about how they do what they do. We'll explore tactics, tricks, and techniques for building some of the coolest things on the planet. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Welcome back to The Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Tim Kraschinovsky from Chirp Wireless. Welcome, Tim.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Chirp. It seems pretty all-encompassing. A lot of hardware, a lot of software, all kinds of stuff going on there.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're at Chirp, we're building this network, radio agnostic network for IoT. And an ecosystem that essentially speeds up go-to-market for anybody that is involved with real-world asset projects or applications or anything with data. So essentially the way Chirp works is you buy an IoT antenna that you can mount on your house. That antenna provides long and short range coverage to our network. So meaning if you put it up on your house, all of your neighbors will have the signal. And just like your cell phone, just like you connect with your cell phone, when you're indoors, you're actually connecting to the cell tower outside. And if you sit down in your car and you drive off, you don't lose the signal. That's the idea of our network. So this way you can actually connect the IoT devices indoors and outdoors. So mm-hmm. if you have sheds, if you have like a big farm, if you're implementing smart city, autonomous driving, there's literally like millions of applications. With this one antenna properly mounted, you're providing signal to a very large area. And essentially you can take those IoT devices from your house, and you can start automating everywhere. You can put trackers in your car, on your dog, so on and so forth. So, and for placing those antennas, we are tied to a blockchain, and by buying and installing this antenna, you get rewarded with Chirp tokens. So,
okay.
Yeah, this is how our network works.
Now, there are a few folks who are doing something similar. I mean, something like a space chain was supposed to do this kind of in space. You're supposed to do connections. And there was another guy, there was another company that was doing, I think it was Wi-Fi, right? It was a while back.
So there's actually, yes, there's quite a few projects that are working on DY. So that's what it's called, decentralized wireless, where people install the antennas. But essentially those antennas, they serve different purposes. So there's projects that are working just on cellular connectivity and essentially decentralizing cellular. What we're doing is we're building a radio agnostic network where whatever is in demand, whatever protocol, because, you know, like IoT doesn't have a standard protocol. There's actually a whole bunch of them that are being used. So if there's a demand for a particular protocol, you can install that antenna on your network and you get rewarded and people essentially connect. We provide all of the tools and all of the backend and all of the logic to process the information from those devices. And essentially, we're making IoT easy for everybody to use.
Okay, interesting. What's the benefit of this over, I don't know, putting a cellular chip in your product?
When you say product,
well, I'm imagining the use case would be there's a couple things, right? You'd mentioned like a farm or a tractor. So I need to put in 50 soil sensors for water and alkalinity or whatever. And I would be able to connect to, let's say, Wi-Fi or something like that, or a small Wi-Fi chip. That's what I would be used. That's what traditionally I would do, right? Or if I have a fleet of trucks and I want to make sure that I have connectivity throughout the town, what you're suggesting, like maybe I'm out in the country, the truck doesn't get any connectivity. I don't know where that guy is, where the truck is. It's going to fall off my radar. What you're suggesting is if in a dead spot, you have a 10 mile radius because of the chirp connectivity, and you basically can, you can cover areas that aren't covered.
Yeah, we're pretty much very flexible because besides our own antennas and our own radio access network that is community owned, So when I say our own, it's actually owned by the community, but it's a Chirp network. We're fairly versatile because we're a mobile network operator, and we have agreements with other telecom companies.
Okay.
If we do not have signal somewhere, our clients still benefit from the signal. And it's essentially the model is the same as with your cell phone. So most people are not aware of this, but if you sign up with a telecom provider and you're using your phone, you're actually using multiple networks on the back end because one carrier cannot physically have the antennas everywhere. So when you're driving throughout the country, you're connecting to a different radio infrastructure mm-hmm. from different carriers. But yes, typically IoT, people buy the devices, and those devices, they get connected to their Wi-Fi. But Wi-Fi has very short range. So, for example, if you have a farm, you wouldn't be able to install those IoT devices further than, I don't know, like 50 meters from your house. 50 meters is already going to be challenging with Wi-Fi. Yep. In here, we're doing a long-range network. So, essentially, one antenna, if it's placed very high up, it can cover a very large area. We have one antenna. It's literally sitting on top of the mountain. And on top of the mountain, there's a cell tower. And because that antenna is so high up, it's covering over 50 kilometers radius just from one antenna. So,
I guess the question is, so this is, you guys aren't using any proprietary wireless. This is essentially cellular. This is the equivalent of cellular.
So we're using multiple protocols. Most of the protocols, they are operating on license-free bands. Just like your Wi-Fi. So you don't have you don't have to get a permission to install the antenna. So just like your Wi-Fi router, it's operating on license-free bands, and you mount it on your house, and you're free to use it pretty much worldwide. That's why with this DPIN model, where the actual physical infrastructure belongs to the community, where we're able to spread the network so quickly. We're already deployed, like literally in a couple of months, we have deployed our network through our community in over 33 countries. Mm-hmm. So it's really unprecedented growth.
What kind of uptake are you getting from, I guess, clients? I mean, it sounds like you have people who want the hardware, but what about the folks who are going to connect to it?
So what we're doing is actually a lot more than connectivity. So we're providing the entire suite of tools on the back end that lets you easily connect those devices. So first of all, we're brand and radio agnostic. So you can buy any IoT device that we already support, and you can join it to our easy-to-use dashboard. And most importantly, what we're allowing to do in here, we're actually fighting this fractionalized space because, you know, like all of the IoT devices, they when manufacturer makes an IoT device, they essentially have a proprietary app that lets you control that IoT device. Through our platform, being brand and radio agnostic, you can add those devices, and you can have devices from different manufacturers talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And this is a big, big benefit, and this is what we're trying to solve right now in the IoT space.
So the thinking is
beneficial to a lot of people.
Yeah, so like you could have that farm situation where the tractor knows that, I don't know, this part of the pasture is dry or is ready to be picked or something like that, and you can send the tractor over that way.
It's just like products. One of literally millions of use cases. Mm-hmm. But previously, you know, your tractor could not see a device from a different manufacturer, and this is what we're enabling through Chirp, where all of those devices, they could talk to each other. So essentially, you can mount, for example, like another example besides farming, you can mount any type of IP video camera on your house, And if a video camera detects movement, it can send a signal to a siren that is from a completely different manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. So now this sounds like you've got a lot of network effects necessary to get this thing off the ground. What are some of the strategies you're using to build that out?
Really, you see, it's actually IoT is literally being underestimated. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about mass adoption, I think IoT is already massively adopted. Well, it's just a lot of people are not aware of this. Let's take a use case that everybody understands. Any commercial vehicle. Just imagine any commercial vehicle, and any commercial vehicle has multiple sensors mm-hmm. That they're already deploying. So, be it car. Trackers that report the speed, so be it temperature sensors in those 18 wheelers that are transporting shipping containers. So I mean just think about it, you know, like how many trucks you see on the road, and mm-hmm. every single truck already has some kind of IoT device in it. So I think mass adoption is not really an issue here. When you say mass adoption, you're probably referring to the residential space, because in residential it has still not taken off, and that's because it's very difficult to use, very difficult to implement IoT right now. You have mm-hmm. to have some kind of technical knowledge, and what we're doing at Chirp is we're trying to give people this easy to understand dashboard where, you know, they just buy a device, they mount it on their door, and they start automating their homes. So you can literally, you know, like do anything. Like I said, you know, like video cameras, any IP video camera, you can just buy it and you can connect it to our dashboard. Foregoing the proprietary application mm-hmm. of the manufacturer. So,
okay, all right. How has investment been? How have folks been treating this as an investment opportunity?
So we have raised $5.5 million to date. So we closed our raises, and we're going live with our project. Well, we were hoping to go next month. We'll see how the market is. So market is still being choppy, so we might push it back by a little bit. But we're very, very close to the actual launch of the project. So. So far, sentiment has been very good and great feedback. But most importantly, we're partnering with a lot of projects that are building real world asset applications because they see the value that we provide. We are giving them a lot of tools. So it actually speeds up their go to market. They don't need to focus on the IoT side of the story. They just build out an application. They monetize it through the blockchain. And they're ready to go. So,
and this is standard, like this is standard VC investment, or did you do a token sale, or how did that work?
So the token sale, when I'm saying we're going to launch the project, that's going to be the token okay. sale. Mm-hmm. So, our token sale is going to be very soon. So, what we have raised to date was through VCs.
Okay, interesting. What were some of the pushback? What did you have to fight to get attention, essentially?
A lot of people underestimate IoT, mm-hmm. And a lot of investors underestimate IoT. And I think the major reason in here is if we are not using it in our homes, then a lot of people think that IoT has not taken off. But essentially, I gave you an example where, you know, like with cars, with commercial vehicles, IoT is, last year, it was a $200 billion industry. So mm-hmm. that's how big it is. So you cannot say that something that is of this scale that has not taken off. It's absolutely not true. IoT is just one of those things that really runs under the hood, its job is to make our lives easier. But a lot of times we really don't think about IoT. Really good example of IoT is Lime scooters. When you think of Lime scooters, they have over 1 million scooters throughout the world. But actually, Lime scooter is not an IoT device. There's 6 IoT devices in Lime scooters. So there's a speed sensor. There's a battery sensor in there. There's a tilt sensor that prevents or lets those companies know when those scooters are laying on the ground. And there's also a SIM card inside that lets all of those sensors talk to the back end and send all of that information to Lime and to their application. So just one company with over 1 million scooters, they actually have over 6 million IoT devices. Hmm. So this is how big it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, we all use those scooter rental services, but we just don't tend to think about this. So.
Okay, very cool. All right, so the website is chirpwireless.io.
That's our client side, and we did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. So we have separated the token side where people buy and install the antennas and they mine our Chirp token.
Mm-hmm.
That's chirptoken.io.
Okay.
And we did chirpwireless.io just so we show the types of services that we can get. And we don't scare those people that know nothing about crypto, but they just want to automate. So that's why we kind of did it this way.
All right. So chirpwireless.io and chirptoken.io.
Correct.
All right. Very cool, Tim. This is this has been an interesting discussion, an interesting project as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. This has been the Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. We'll see you next episode.